Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin.
Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with Omex Health giving you a call back.
Okay, your name again?
My name is Dustin.
Dustin. That's cool. Dustin, you got to take me off the list. I have reached out to you a multitude of times. Now, this is being recorded because I have the capability of doing so. And if I wasn't going to be successful this way, I'm going to email you. I am a first responder to 9/11, and I am in and out of hospitals and in and out of rehabs. And that cycle is also problematic. But while in these facilities and at home, I've reached out and canceled this order. I have unopened bottles, and I'm being charged an enormous amount of money for something that I did not want and did not use. So how do we approach this, darling?
Well, I'd be more than happy to look into this for you, and so that I can locate the account, may I have your zip code, please?
Thank you, Dustin. It's 11963.
Thank you. So that was 11963?
Correct.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Francis with an E. Kirschman. K-I-R, S as in Sam, H, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy. There's a P.O. box showing.
Thank you.
2865. You want the order number, dear?
I have got the account pulled up, so if you will give me just a moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will take me just one moment.
I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Alabama.
Good people. And where are you now?
We are located in Maine.
A little cold for you?
Yes.
And your name, is it after another family member, or?
It is not.
How did you come up with such a beautiful name?
Okay, and I'm digging the account canceled for you, so there won't be any future shipments or charges. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
Well, how do we approach the fact that this is not the first time I've tried to cancel the order, and I have unopened, unused. I like to return them and get credit.
If you'll give me just one moment to look over the account and see what I may be able to do for you, it would take me just a moment.
You take your time, dear. Appreciate your heart, and I hope you're in good health and safe.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm showing where it does look like you had called in on, it looks like 1:30 of 2021, and it does look like the agent you spoke with then did get the latest order refunded for you, and I am sorry, that would be the only one we would be able to refund.
What date was that again?
I'm showing that was on 1:30 of 2021.
Well, again, calling from facilities and hospitals, my number would not come up. It would be that their numbers. And you said January of this year?
Yes, that is when I'm showing the account was called in and there was a refund issued.
So, refund as to what amount?
I'm showing there was a refund for $109.99.
All right. So, if I got 1 month's refund, why are you still sending it to me 2 months later?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't understand. As a first responder, my last tour being 9/11, I promise you, if that kind of miscommunication existed between us, we would never found anybody alive, or I worked with canine, or found body parts to send to their families so they could put them at rest. So the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing, and I'm suffering for it financially, I'm on a fixed income, Social Security disability, and this is unconscionable. What credit card was this placed on?
Yes, I am showing that the last four of the card that we have on file is 3906.
Okay. Well, I don't want to have to get the bank involved here and make it a legal matter. We have to get a better credit, and you're going to have to try to find a way to accept the unopened bottles and credit me those amounts. Because you already made an openly exposed mistake on this recorded line that January I put a hold on it. We're now into March. So there's a gap somewhere in the communication between customer service and the shipment ordering department.
If you will give me just a moment to check with my supervisor, see if there may be anything they can do, it will be just one moment.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. I really do want to thank you for your patience, as it is taking my supervisor just one moment to get back to me.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I do want to apologize just one more time for it taking so long for my supervisor to get back to me. So I really do want to thank you for your patience.
No, I appreciate you investigating this on my behalf, so you don't have to apologize. What is the end result here? Still waiting on the supervisor?
Yes, I am sorry. I am still waiting on them to get back to me, so I really do want to thank you for holding.
Okay.
Okay, my supervisor did just get back to me. They did inform me they are checking to see if there may be any way for them to do anything else for me. It will take them just a second to check into that for me.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please put it in the office.
Well, I'm
alright.
Okay. Alright.
Seriously.
All right. I'm trying to get shit out of the
And I do want to thank you one more time that it is taking them just a second to check and see if there's something they may be able to do. So I really do want to thank you for your patience.
Okay, dear.
Okay, my supervisor did get back to me, and they did inform me that they had checked with their manager, and they did inform them that our system will only allow us to issue a refund on the latest charge.
Well, since it's on record that I canceled in January, okay, admittedly recorded and documented, there should be no charge from January, February, and March. So those 3 months.
Yes, there were no charges in those months. The last charge was on 12/28 of 2020.
Excuse me, though. Hold on. What is the date of this? Where's the date? Come on. So you're saying that there were no charges as of when?
I am showing the last charge we placed on this account was December the 28th of 2020.
And I canceled again in January.
Yes, I'm showing the last charge was on December 28th of 2020. And the account was called in and that charge was refunded on January 30th of 2021.
All right. If you'd be so kind, Austin, to I need a fax to that effect or email to be sure that that coincides with my bank statement, that that credit of $109.95 had been credited.
If you'll give me a second, I can check and see if there may be any way to get that email to you. It will take me just one moment.
Okay, thank you, Dustin. What is that? Yeah. Yeah, we'll be meeting each other for conjugal visits, okay? Right?
No. For my life, it'll be... You'll get a... What do you call it? ROR. And they'll throw me under the bus.
Well, I wouldn't do that to you, so we're not doing that.
No, I'm saying...
I know.
Wait. Let's put our arms together and see... No. Next to each other. Who gets 2 years and who gets life?
Oh, shut up. You're such a bozo. You're not muted.
I will.
Okay, and my supervisor did inform me that that is an automatic email that should have been sent at the time that refund was issued to you. And in this department, we don't have any way of resending out that email.
Can you please tell me the email address in which it was sent?
Yes, I'm showing that the email address that we have on file is k-9-outof10@consultant.com.
Oh, and that date would be?
I'm showing the date that email would have been sent out should have been on 2-1 of 2021.
Okay. Cancellation call came in January. I get an affirmation of that cancellation a month later.
It would not have been a month later. It would have been the next day, as it would have been the 1st of February, and it was the last day of January that the call was made to get refunded.
All right, I'll check it out, and if there's further issues to be addressed, I will call back. I appreciate your time, and you have a good day.
Thank you, and you too.